Okay, so we are continuing in the Piskei Shmuos of the Gemara. This Midrash of Rav Ashi, as Rashi introduced for us on the bottom of Gimel Mibbeis. All kinds of scenarios of problematic sukkos with the various issues relating to Golva HaSukkah and how one might be able to fix it. So until now we were talking about cases mostly relating to a problem in the height being too high. Now we're going to talk about a case of a sukkah which is too low. Says the Gemara, Haisa p'chusa miyutfachim. So we know from the Mishnah that one of the psulim of sukkah is if it's not gavoa yutfachim. What if they have a sukkah which is right now less than yutfachim? But what did you do? V'chakakba k'dei l'ashrim ala asara. So within the ground of this sukkah, you carved out an area of a pit, and that area now from the bottom of the new ground of that part that you carved down into, there is now sufficient space to the schach. Rashi learns that in that area, that guma, that pit, there is a hechsher sukkah. We have to see about this. The Chokak says Rashi guma beemtza. Now says the Gemara, so now what's the halacha? Im yesh misfas chakak v'rakoso gimut fachin, sula. If from the edge of the pit to the wall there's three tfachim or more, then the sukkah is pasul. There's no way you can demachshir the sukkah, even though l'maisa you have 10 tfachim from the bottom of the guma to the schach, but l'may said it's a problem. We'll see in a minute. However, pachas mishloshet fachim k'sheira. Pachas mishloshet fachim k'sheira. If it's less than three tfachim, then the sukkah is kasha. Why? That's the principle of lavud. Rashi explains, pachas mishloshet k'lavud, halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi says we imagine that the pit that you carved out would be attached and reaching all the way to the kosa. Rashi works it in that direction. So to zip, that entire area was cleared out, and now they're joined. Lavud is sniff, like something you add on to. So you're adding this area that was carved out as if it would be extended all the way to the edge. So what exactly is the din based on? What is the problem that we have to fix? First of all, we have not sufficient height. So you did that. You created a space of yutfachim where you are. But that's not sufficient. You need to create a way to join the sfas chakak to the kosa. Why? The Gemara doesn't spell out exactly the nature of the problem. Why do we need this halach of lavud in order to machshir this sukkah? What's the problem? After all, I have in this pit enough sheer sukkah, Rashi says. It's hechsher sukkah of orach v'rochev. I have walls. I have yutfachim. I have zayin al zayin. Ma mikra zechaser. What am I missing? What do I need also less than three tfachim to the wall? So if you look in Tosfos at the very end, the Tosfos that we're going to be dealing with starting tomorrow, but Tosfos doesn't really get back to our sugya directly until the end of the Tosfos. Tosfos has his kasha, the Rishonim as well, from the Gemara in Shabbos, that there's a similar case by Abayis, and it doesn't talk about three tfachim there. And Tosfos explains the difference between them. Tosfos is over there, it's Rishut Shabbos, Gemno Regel Rabin. But over here, it's about three tfachim, the be'inon machitzos muchos l'schach. It's the last three words of the Tosfos. What is the point of our sugya? Why do you need lavud? What's the problem if you have three tfachim or more? The problem is that the machitzos are not close to the schach. The special din by sukkah. This is something you'll find in the Ran as well, again in the later Ran, and the Ritva. Many Rishonim point out this is the problem. Lashon HaRan, Gavisuka shebitzvasa bitfanos tahachi gmiri beinan sheyu tfanoseha smuchos la bepachos mishlosha kidei sheyu niros kishala. You have to see the relationship between the tfanos and the sukkah. And this is not the Rishonim's own din that they invented. This is Mefurish in the Mishnah. This is working off of the Mishnah. We already saw the Mishnah connection to the din of Dofen Akuma. The Mishnah says on Daf Yezayin, Hichik es hasikuch minatfanos shloshet fachim psula. That's what the Mishnah says in Daf Yezayin. If there's a space between the schach and the walls of three tfachim, then there's a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that you have no connection between the tfanos and the sukkah. Tfanos of the sukkah have to be adjoining the sukkah. That's mefurish in the Rishonim here, and again, it's working off of that din of the Mishnah. So how do you solve the problem? Now you have to solve the problem through love, that you connect the tfanos and the sukkah. It's not enough that you have Zayin al Zayin and you have Shir Yud. You have to also have tfanos samach l'sukkah. How do you do that? Through the din of love. Now, let's pose the following question. Is that the only issue that we can imagine over here? The only chesaron that you could think of is the fact that, like the Mishnah Yitzayin, like the Rishonim are saying, that the tfanos are not close enough to the sukkah? Or is there something more that you could identify here that you need love for? What do you think?
It's not going to be part of the walls.
L'chora, what's the problem with this wall, seemingly? Wall has to be 10 tfachim. Do I have a wall of 10 tfachim without love? What do I have? So let's imagine, let's give ourselves some numbers, okay? So the height right now is 8 tfachim, and then you go in the middle of the sukkah and you dig down 2 tfachim. So you have 2 tfachim right next to where the pit is, and then you have, further away, another 8 tfachim that go up from the ground, what was originally the only ground, up another 8. So you have altogether 10 tfachim, but not in one place. Now the din is machitza of a sukkah has to be 10 tfachim. That's the sugya later on, that hey, that bav. We learn out that the din of 10 tfachim is based on, you have to have a machitza sasara. Halacha Moshmi Sinai or psukim, this is a din of machitza. A machitza has to be 10 tfachim. A sukkah by Shabbos is a basic halacha. No, over here, do I have a machitza of a 10 tfachim? I have 8 here and I have 2 here. It's not 10 tfachim in one place. So how could the count as a machitza as asara for the sukkah? Elamai, the answer is why? Why does it count as a machitza as asara? Because if there's less than 3 tfachim separating the two parts of the machitza, so then they're considered to be as if they were joined together. So I have one straight machitza of 10. Well, that could be a problem that we should have to address as well. But strangely enough, the Rishonim don't say that. The Rishonim, at least for now, to see maybe at the end of the sugya, we'll see there may be some Rishon that we'll find that will actually learn the sugya differently. But the way that Tosis in here and the Ran and the Ritva, they all talk about the problem only in terms of the fact that the schach is too far, would be too far from the sukkah. And that's where love comes to solve that issue. What about the problem in terms of machitza? The machitza can't count as a machitza sasara because it's not in the same place. Yeah?
No,
no, the Gemara. The Gemara gives you the din. The Gemara doesn't tell you why it would be a problem if it's 3 tfachim. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara, you could understand it the way I'm saying it. The problem is in the machitza.
If we understood what the Rebbe is saying, then the hamshach of Gemara would be a problem.
No. So we'll see. We'll see in a minute. The Chor Dofen Akuma could solve that too. Yeah, we'll see. We'll
the
get
Gemara's
the Gemara is going to ask, why is it totally in 3 tfachim? Let it be 4 amos. We'll see. Maybe you want to be told it and how Dofen Akuma is explained. But Pashtus Dofen Akuma, word to work, would also create a joining into one machitz. Maybe better in some ways than others in terms of how Dofen Akuma works. But we could certainly work it out somehow. At least, maybe. For now, we only deal with Lavud, right? So Lavud makes it one machitza. So what conclusion might we draw, tentatively, preliminarily, right now, from the fact that the Rishonim don't focus in any way on the problem in the Mechitza, that I don't have Mechitza Sasara, and they only talk about the problem in terms of the distance of the walls from the Sukkah, that's why you need Lavud, but not that you need Lavud to create one unified Mechitza. What conclusion should we draw? Can we draw, Ari?
For whatever reason, this is considered one Mechitza.
You don't need a dofen of 10.
You don't need one dofen, I would put it this way. Not for some reason it became one machitza, but that who's to say that the machitza of 10 has to be in one place? Who says you can't have a machitza of 2 here and the other 8 over there? In other words, who says it has to be the chetz of the machitza has to be 10 in one as one entity? Maybe what does that mean? How could it be one? I mean, isn't a machitza one entity? Shouldn't it be one entity? This is something which is a vort which we can probably get to at the end of the sugya. We'll mention it now a little bit. Rav Chaim made this famous. It's a small piece in Rav Chaim. It's at the end of Yomar Makomos, but it's the following yisod and the Rav and the Rishimas that deals with this also. It's a famous inyan in terms of machitzos. Let's talk about Shabbos, but here we're talking about sukkah actually. When you have a machitza around the reshus, so you could talk about the machitza in terms of itself, the chefs of the machitza, that is the entity of the structure that's dividing, that's enclosing. But you could also focus on the machitza in terms of what it accomplishes, meaning what it encloses. In other words, the area has been enclosed by a machitza, by a divider of ten tefachim. It's possible to understand machitza and the halacha of ten tefachim of machitza not as defining the machitza per se, the etzem, that you need a chefs of a machitza of ten tefachim. Rather, you need that the area be enclosed by a ten tefachim height, up to ten tefachim height. From the perspective of the thing being enclosed, of the area being enclosed, so you have ten tefachim, circling it, enclosing it. Mali, if it's in one place, or two places, or three places. Lemaisa, there's 2, and there's 8, and there's altogether an enclosure of 10. If Rav Chaim says in Benogeya, Chiddush in the Rambam, we'll see Rav Chaim, but he talks about the notion called Ketute Mechtes Shiure. Ever hear the expression? It's later in the third parak, it comes up in Luv HaGazel. Ketute Mechtes Shiure means if something is Aser b'hanah, let's say Asherah, right? Asherah tree. It has to be burnt. It's Avodah Zarah. And it has to be burnt, so it's ki'ilu, it was burnt already. So whenever you need a shiur, let's say lulav of Asherah, you need a shiur, it has to be a certain size lulav. So it's as if it doesn't have the size, because it's as if it would be falling apart. It would be as if it would be burnt. You've lost the shiur. The Rambam talks about a case of a lechi. Lechis were used to be matir and to carry in terms of the Rabbanan, certain tikkunim that you need in order to carry. Lechi, shel asherah, the Rambam paskins that since you don't need a shiur in terms of the width, so it's kasher even if it's isurei hanah. The problem is, that the Ravid, you may not need a shiur in terms of width, but you do need a shiur in terms of what? In terms of the height, ten tefachim. Zaka the Rambam b'mach shir lechi b'shum. That's asa b'hanah, b'isui hanah. And here's what Rav Chaim says, a small Rav Chaim, but in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin, he's masvir that the pshat is that in terms of the height, that a lechi needs a sar tefachim, is not halacha in terms of the mechitza itself, the chefs of the lechi needing a sar tefachim. It's halacha in terms of the reshus that has to be enclosed at a height of 10 tefachim. Sefer says of Chaim the following, Kituti Mechtes Shiure is only halacha in terms of saying you don't have the shiur. It's not that the chefza disappeared. It's like the chefza is no longer viewed as one organic whole entity. It's as if it would be pieces. It would be as if, you know, it's like the atoms within the matter would be like all separate. It wouldn't be holding together. It lost its organic connection, one piece to the other. It's as if it would be crumbling. like the words, kitute mechtes shiure. So the shiur is gone, because anytime you need something that has its own shiur for itself to define it, so something which is omeg lisareif, it's as if it would no longer be holding together. But the chefs is still here. The chefs didn't disappear. Says Rav Chaim, if the din of ten tfachim of machitza is defining not the entity that the chefs has to be ten tfachim, but it means that the reshus has to be enclosed by ten tfachim. So even if it's a ketute mechtes shiurei, but the shiur was never said in the guf of machitza. The shiur was said in the reshus. And therefore, if the reshus has an enclosure, so lemaisa, the chefs is there enclosing it. The chefs is not holding together, but it doesn't have to hold together, it just has to exist. Okay, get more of Chaim, we'll be able to revisit it. I mention it now because l'chaira, that would be a simple answer to why the Rishonim here we're talking about Sukkah. So now you have to know, did Rav Chaim say by Sukkah as well? Would we be able, maybe there's a chilkin Shabbos in Sukkah by what Machitz is, but it could be that in terms of our sugya, the point of the machitza being two over here, let's say, the part below ground, and the eight that are coming above ground, the fact that they're not in the same place, and they can be far away from each other, but l'maisa, well, not for the problem that the tfonos have to be next to the sukkah, there's no problem in the fact that the machitza happens to be disconnected, disjointed. L'maisa, if what you have from afar is also a valid mechitza to enclose the sukkah, so the fact that here it's eight and here it's two, no, so what? You don't need one entity of mechitza, you just need that the reshus be enclosed by an enclosure of ten. So that's why the only discussion that gets that mentioned in Tosis and the Rishonim here is that of richuk, that the defanus are too far away from the sukkah, and if you have love with them, you've solved that problem. But in terms of the other problem, there never was a problem. We have to see more about this, but it's something right away to take note of. So what do you have in the Lavud? So again, to read in the Lashon of Rashi, v'chashvinan lei ki'ilu ha'kakak Lavud u'magia arakosa. So Rashi frames the Lavud in terms of what? In terms of which direction? The area of the pit is considered to be reaching over to the koso. So how have we brought the tfanos and the sukkah together? By extending what to what, says Rashi? Extending the chakak over to the walls. That's how Rashi says it. Interesting, if you look, as you saw in the Shitas HaRivav, which is, Shitas Rivav is one of the Rishonim, he's a nephew of the Balamor, the Rivav, of Yehuda ben Brechia. So many times they have him in the back on the Rif. So he comments on this Gemara. You also find this in the Ravram Ben Ahar as well. He mentions the same Nekuda that we're about to mention in the Rivav. He says, interesting, first on the point of, if you have three tfachim, psula, the hanu koskim, commander les nayo dami, v'nimzash en sukkah koskim. The way he frames the problem of distance is that if the kosel is too far away, it's like it doesn't relate to the sukkah. I mentioned the Lashon HaRan before, that you need to have the tfanos next to the sukkah, kadeshi niros kishala. There has to be, and this is halacha, it also has to be explored more carefully, why exactly that is, but kadeshi niros, there's a special din, maybe in dira, has to do with the notion of dira, whatever you'll say, there's a special din by sukkah, certainly, that there has to be the proximity of, less that there can't be three or more in terms of the distance, otherwise what? The tfanos not misyaches to the sukkah. As far as the sukkah is concerned, it has no walls. That's the lesson of the Rivav over here. If it's going to be three, then the sukkah ki'u has no walls. You don't see a yachas between the tfanos and the sukkah. That's the problem that we've identified based on the Mishnah on Yudzai. Continues the Rivav, pachas mikang sheira. Why the roin ki'u had tfanos saviv chakak mamish? So he formulates it in the other direction. What's the din of Lavud? Row in what? As if the Tfanos would be moved over next to the Chakak. Rashi says it the other way. Rashi says, that we're moving the chakak over, spreading out that pit area as if it would go over to meet up with the walls. And he says it's the walls that are beside the chakak. Rashi says the chakak is expanded. He says that the walls are moving the other way. You have to know the significance of this difference in the way it's formulated. Rashi versus we have in the Rivav and Rambam Ben-Ahar as well. We'll see. Yeah, Nachum.
How do you know if the Shitas Rivav is saying Kimandalus Nayo for the same reason we just said earlier? Could be saying because it's less than 10 Tfachim, it's Kimandalus Nayo, and when you move them over, now that they're 10 Tfachim.
It's very sus. The way you're saying it, he's saying Kimandalus, the walls are Kimandalus Nayo. You want to read it as the problem that I was suggesting before in the Gemara. You want to read it.
I don't think it could go either way.
The Hanu Kos and Commander the Snap, it's not 10, it's like 0 and 0, 0. In other words, okay, I hear what you're suggesting. And you can hear it also this way, just as well. The walls have been the siyaches to the sukkah. If they're too far away, you don't see walls to the sukkah. Okay, I hear. At this point, I don't want to make a new machokas, but if we'll have to, we'll have to. There may be more indication from another source that for sure the Peshat is different, but for now we only see what we saw in the Ran and the Tosis. But meanwhile, in terms of the Rava, we see a shinui between the Rivav and in Rashi. Yeah.
Could if this is true, we're saying the Rivav, could the difference be whether or not you could eat on the part?
So this is going to be in Nogea. We're coming there. We'll throw in the Gemara first and then from there. Good. Could be in Nogea. Could be in Afghani. We'll have to see if it holds up or not. Zok the Gemara, how does this, the Gemara is going to present the question from this case to earlier. Frag the Gemara, Umayishna hacha, the Amrit, pachos mishloshe tfachim, Umayishna hasam the Amrit pachos mi'arba amos, Umayishna hacha, the Amrit pachos mishloshe tfachim. Frag the Gemara, what? Earlier, we had a problem as well in terms of the Itzdaba case. We had a distance that was between the edge of the Itzdaba, which the Itzdaba was Machshir, the Gova, HaSukkah, now it's not Lamal Me'esrin. But the problem is that the Dofen was further away. So we allowed up to four Amos to connect the far wall to the Itzdaba. Remember the case? That's the Itzdaba that was going alongside one of the parallel walls, right? And how do we have a valid Sukkah after all? The other wall is on the other side, so you have only two walls. The answer is, up to four amos, we have the rule of Dofen Akuma, and that's what allows us to connect the Dofen, the far Dofen, with the Itzdaba. And we let that happen up to four amos, based on Dofen Akuma. And it comes over here with the Chakak, so the only way we're Machshir is if it's less than three Tfachim, based on Lavud. Why not say also Dofen Akuma? What is the Gemara saying? In other words, we should allow that the Schach, that's overhead, that is a extension of the Dofen, again, however you want to say Dofen Akuma, and then what? And then you have the Dofen being samoch to the Chakak. That's in terms of the issue of Richuk. Let's now go to what Menachem was, or whoever was before. Let's see, if we weren't the Pshat of the Gemara, let's see, not the way the Rishonim here are saying. Let's consider the problem in terms of the issue of the Mechitza not being one integrated Mechitza. Because you have eight and you have two, and they're not one, and you need one entity of a chepsa of 10. No, if you have Dofen Akuma. So would it solve the problem, Chora? What do you think? Yes, no, maybe? No.
Yeah, well, that's not a Dofen.
No, but
again, what is Dofen Akuma doing?
What?
Once it's connecting, once the Dofen is brought over, so now it's aligned with the other part. That's by the Chakak, so now it is one. It is
an alignment. You can't something which isn't a
dolphin. No, I'm not at the terrace of the Gemara. I'm holding by the Kasha now. The Gemara is a Kasha. Why not say Dofen Akuma over here, and therefore why only three Tfach, why is it only up to three Tfach and that's Kasha? Let's solve the problem with Dofen. The Gemara's going to say a terrace. But I'm asking, in terms of the Kasha, is it this Kasha would be a valid Kasha, whether the problem that we have to deal with is the distance issue, as the Rishonim say, or if I were to suggest another Peshat in the Gemara that we said before, the Rishonim did not explain it that way. But the problem being that the Mechitza is not one integrated Mechitza of 10 Tfachim, and that's a problem. You need to have one Chepsa of 10 Tfachim, maybe. So, but if I have Dofen Akuma, so then, what? No. The floor? in the center of the floor. Dofen akuma means that what happens, the schach overhead, so I take Rashi's pshat. That schach is a continuation of the dofen. So that dofen, the rosh ha-dofen, is now perfectly aligned by the chakak, and now you have the two tvachim below. That's good. Mm-hmm. So that's considered one. What they're not touching. Okay, let's go to the other pshat. Okay, the other pshat was it goes under the schach and meets up at the point where you want it to meet, by where they have the sufficient height. So what? So again, you'll be where you need to be, so that you'll line them. Let's say the other pshat, the kfutz, the dolphin that's shifting, that's probably the easiest, right? So then it's mamish touching. It's as if the eight above ground are literally moved over, or not literally, but ki'ilu, moved over by the chakak, and now it's mamish aligned. Okay? So that's probably the easiest way to see it as solving our problem that we thought might be the issue here. If you don't see it that way, okay, so you could quibble and say, well, but they're not touching. So is that also considered one machitza? But maybe if they're in alignment, that's cool that they're one, right?
Why would that not be a kasha on the previous sugya? In the exact same way that the wall is acting as a wall.
No, because the previous sugya, the problem was only one of richuk. That it's too far away, so it's not too far away anymore. Once it's hitting up over here, and once the dolphin ends up being here in some form or other, then I have...
You don't have a third wall in the other case. You don't have a third... You don't have a... In that time, you don't have a third wall.
One, two, and three.
No, I'm saying there's also the.
The reason why I'm questioning it because now we're talking about if I were to present the other issue that the Rishonim do not mention here as Pshat in the Gemara, that the problem that we're trying to solve with Lavud is a problem of that I don't have one mechitza of ten. When the Gemara is asking Dofen Akuma, so then we have to try to solve that problem. Exactly, would that become one chetz of a mechitza of ten? There I had a good mechitza. It's just the issue was just the richuk, the distance. Okay, but this is the pashtus, it would work. Pashtus, I solve any problem. But the Gershonim learned the issue here in terms of the distance. So why is it only a function of three tvachim? Up to three is good, and then it's no good. Why not allow for Dofen Akuma again? Not on the ground. I mean, Dofen Akuma meaning that the schach above, right, the dolphin meets up, the dolphin which is too far away, but it's not four amos, will now meet up with the svasa chakak, and now I should be machshir this area of the chakak, because I have tfaras. They're not far away. And for the Gemara, I can't see Dofen Akuma over here. Why not? And for the Gemara. Hasam, in the case of the Itzdiba, the Isay, the dolphin, there I have a dolphin. I have a dolphin already. Then, Pachas mi Abba Amas Sagya, so with up to less than four Amas, it's good enough to say dolphin Akuma. But over here, Hacha, Lishvuye, the dolphin, here I don't have a dolphin. Here I have to create a dolphin. Pachas mi Shoshit Tfachim in. So then, less than three tefachim with lavud, then I have a dolphin, everything works out. I mean, then I have the closeness, everything takes care of itself. But if it's not going to be within lavud, then dolphin akuma won't help me because I don't have a dolphin to work with. Dolphin akuma works when I have a dolphin already. Explains Rashi. Hasam de isay le dolphin. Pachos mi arba amos. So that's Sagi. Hasam di'ika shem dofen olav. In the case of the Itzdiba, that far wall, where that wall is, you have a wall. It's called a dofen. Why is it called a dofen? The kol dofen she'eno pachas miyud shmo dofen. Rashi says in the first interesting expression, if it's not less than yud, it's called a dofen. Va'afil gavoa l'raki. I don't care how high it is. It can be to the sky. It is a dofen. Hilkach, araba amos chasimashu, up to four amos minus a drop, agamre rachman alamosha dofen akuma. So then Hashem taught Moshe the rule of Dofen Akuma. So this Dofen, which is a Dofen, but there's a problem here. So then Dofen Akuma solves the problem because I have a Dofen already. Hashem spoke to Moshe about a Dofen to say Dofen Akuma. Hacha. Pachas miyud ein shem Dofen ala. Here it's not called a Dofen. Ela hashtahu de be'inan l'shav yedofen. Now it's like I want to create a dolphin. I don't have yud. I want to create a dolphin. Helkach, but Masha ain't a dolphin. Lo agmi rachmana. Don't need a hesper here. Just that alone. What did Hashem teach Moshe about dolphin akuma? What when you have a dolphin, Hashem taught dolphin akuma. You can create this mechanism called dolphin akuma. Twist the dolphin. But if it's not a dolphin, there's no. Hashem didn't speak to Moshe about a case like that. The dolphin as Rashi says, the dolphin akuma agmire. What was it that Hashem taught Moshe? There's a rule called Dofen Akuma. V'hai lav Dofenu. It's not a wall because it's not ten tfachin. V'hilkach pachas mikimu tfachin b'chol duchta. Love it. What's b'chol duchta? B'chol duchta. In every place. Meaning?
Even if you have a wall.
Even if I don't have a wall. Right? B'chol duchta. It's not to do with wall. Not new Dofen. Shapir dami. V'hilolo. No, you'll ask, everyone will ask a question. L'chora, how could the Gemara be saying, and Rashi elaborating on the idea that in an earlier Gemara Bitzdeba, there we say it's called a dolphin. What do we see in Amid Aleph? What did the Gemara say? What was the chiddush of the chiddush of an akuma here? We rain a dolphin akuma later on Daf, Yud Zayin. What did the Gemara say? Because here it's lo chazir a dolphin. Okay, so think of that. It's lo chazir a dolphin. Lo chazir dolphin, the Gemara says. So on the days, the Gemara says it is a dolphin. I mean, is it a dolphin? Is that a dolphin?
But a dolphin, it's a dolphin. It's a dolphin to be a dolphin. It just isn't just the halal. That's a problem. It's not a din. For a sukkah, it's a din with halal.
The Gemara says lo chazir dolphin.
It's an issue for a dolphin.
Yeah, so it's not a dolphin to the sukkah.
Take kali la mishtani, guys. I can't hit two people at the same time. Yeah. No, what do you have? Okay, Yaakov again.
It's a dolphin, it's ten tefachim, but to fit into a sukkah, in the parameters of what a sukkah needs to be, 20 amos, it happens to not fit. So it's not a dolphin for the sukkah.
It's not a dolphin for the sukkah.
It's a dolphin itself.
It's a dolphin for other things.
But yeah, it's a dolphin, it just doesn't work with a sukkah.
Okay, so you want to say that way. But the sukkah is not a dolphin, it's a dolphin. It has a shem dolphin in the
afternoon.
Okay, let me hear what else. How else do you want to put it? Anyone else want to put it different terms? Yeah? Well, yeah.
All the wall is the reshus it creates. We said the reshus, halal, is what will pass the dolphin. That's the only reason why it's called Kavir Dolphin.
The way we masbir, that's for sure going to work. We masbir on Amir Aleph, that what is the pshat? That the shear of Chaf is not a shear in the dolphin. It's a shear in the reshus. And the dolphin has to be matched for that reshus. But mitzad the dolphin, the chesaron is of dolphin is only a consequence of the reshus. It's not a good match. But the dolphin, it's not itself a problem. But in terms of being matim for the reshus, but good. But relatively speaking, it's a dolphin. Inherently, it's a dolphin. Say it that way for sure. It's clear. It's not a steer at all. Yeah.
It's like what's the source for everything he says? Like, oh, he creates a reshus. There's a reshus in the sukkah. Like, who said? Where is that coming?
To see more about this, obviously. But any time you have machitzas, we're talking about a reshus, obviously. Machitza, by definition, means that it's an enclosing of a reshus. That's always machitza is about. If we talk about the panos of a sukkah or machitzas of Shabbos, we're dealing with the concept of a reshus that's being marked off, that's being enclosed, and sukkah has its dinin, and Shabbos has its dinin. I mean, we're laying the groundwork for tosis and the sukkahs later, but this is the whole idea of panos is a function of being a machitza. The machitza that's creating a space that's within the machitza, it's setting off that space, and machitza has a halacha of how high and so on, ten tefachim by sukkah not l'mal me'asrin, but again lo chazir l'dofen doesn't mean it's not a dofen. It's lo chazir l'dofen. It's not going to work. It can't work for sukkah, but dofen akuma can come in and say, but this dofen is going to work because it's going to become a dofen akuma. But the Torah, Hashem, only told Moshe, Dofen Akuma, with regard to a dolphin. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not a dolphin at all. It's not a dolphin. So therefore, it doesn't go into the din of Dofen Akuma. You can't, even if you say it, you'll create a dolphin. But there was no halacha that was taught Moshe that you can create a dofen through creating something and making it akum, and then I'll have a dofen. It was halacha that was stated with regard to a dofen that we can now do something to it to be machshir it, to be machshir. A lo chazir a dofen can become chazir a dofen. But it was a dofen, it was just lo chazir as a dofen to sukkah. But here, you don't have a dofen at all. Maybe I'll ask you the following, but like over here, didn't we say before that you really have, if you hold the Rishonim Yomadayik, that you can have a machitza of 8 and a machitza of 2, and they're good. They don't have to be aligned with each other. They don't have to be in one place. So Lemaisa, I do have 10. So why am I calling this that it's L'shav Yedofen? Why is it L'shav Yedofen? The dofen is fine. No? What am I missing here? Why is it? Why about the l'shav yedofen? I have my 8, I have my 2, and they don't have to be together. Yeah.
L'shav yedofen for this challah. Nothing wrong with the dofen.
Say stronger. Say stronger. The yeah.
It's like the Rav Chaim that.
But I'm saying the thing, the 8 and the 2 can go together. They don't have to be in one place. What?
That concept doesn't mean that you have a wall there. It's just saying that for the purpose of sukkah, you could have the border be split up across. Nobody's going to say that now you have a wall that's 10 fucking high.
If you, yeah, the 8, the part above ground, can, yeah.
You don't have a wall to do dofen akum. You're just saying that with sukkah, you're allowed to have surrounded by tefachim some type of border, which could be split up 2 here, 8 there. But we're not saying that now you have a wall that's tefachim high.
Because, say better, why? Because since the 8, the part that's above ground, is too far away.
Yeah,
and so it can be, if you can join it to something else, but only for the place that it's next to. If it's next to what it's next to, and then you don't have anything else that's adding to 10, then you're left without a wall there, and you're left without a wall here. So then you can't say, well, I have a wall because the 10 goes with me together. No, but if the problem is that it can only serve as a wall for what's next to it in proximity, so until I create the joining together, I've never created the status of the dolphin. That's what you're saying. Given the problem of Richuk, that it's too far away to be a dofen for the sukkah right now. It's more than 3, it's 3 tefachim or more, and it's not arba amos. So the part that's above ground, we said that was 8, that cannot be a dofen as right now to join with the 2. It can't be, and inherently it can't be a dofen for anything but what's next to it. So l'maisa, I don't have a dofen here until I'm going to say dofen akuma, and then I'm going to create a narrowing of the gap, and then I can join it together. But until I do that, I'm left without a dofen. Okay, so it's pasha. That's what the Gemara is saying. So this is the alibis of just teaching the Gemara. The Gemara gives us the case of fixing the sukkah of less than 10 tefachim with a chakak. Now in the chakak, I have, according to Rashi, a shear of zayin al zayin, and the only way I can imachshir the sukkah is if I have less than 3 to the adjoining walls. Otherwise, the problem is that the walls are too far away from the sukkah, and I don't have walls to the sukkah. So before we get into the Tosis, we have a couple of nekudas here to bring out with Rashi and the Ran and the Rishonim. The first thing is to notice, what did Rashi say about the size of the chakak? What did Rashi say about the size of the chakak? In the Guma, hechshir sukkah ba'orach v'roch. Rashi is clear that you need the Zayin al Zayin, the minimum shir sukkah, has to be in that area that you dug out. In other words, you cannot create and have a hechshir sukkah in total. You can't use the area around the chakak to be mashlin to get to the shir Zayin al Zayin. Obviously, at the end of the day, you're going to have all together. You couldn't talk about a case that's less than that, because then you anyway have no sukkah to speak of. So Rashi wants you to understand. Obviously, you could have either a situation where the guma is not Zayin al Zayin, but ultimately, if you add everything around it, in that karka, some of it which is above, higher, and it's not 10 tefachim high, you would have Zayin al Zayin. But Rashi says, no, that would not work. Then nothing is good. Right? You have to have Zayin al Zayin in the Guma. Yeah.
So isn't Rashi contradicting himself then?
What do
you mean?
Because
he's saying that if a karka extends to, in the lava, to the kosa, so therefore you should be able to use
So we're getting there. We're going to see exactly that. That's where we're going, exactly where we're going, in the Ran. So the question is, why can't I, exactly what you're asking, why can't I be machshir by using the rest of the area, and if sach hakol altogether I have zayin al zayin? Why is that not going to work? After all, as he's saying very well, the chora, the din of lavud, says, and that's how Rashi put it after all, right? That's how Rashi presented it, that I'm pushing out. So it's as if I have an area that's all carved out, you might say, right? It's like I have a halal of 10, not just in the area of the Guma, but all the way from there, all the way out. That's how I'm mimachshir the tefanis. Basically, that's the Ran's question on Rashi. But let's note, the Ran, in order to set up the question, he needed to introduce another inyan, another point regarding the definition of lavud, the lamdus of lavud. And after going through that hoop, he's able to ask the Kasha Nashi and give a teretz. So let's learn them. There's really two in Yonim different to bring out in this Ran. Let's take a look at the Ran together. Pachos mishloshet tefachim pshera, says the Ran, perush, de amrinan lavu. Okay, that's the rule. Miyu, Dafka kishiyesh bechakak shior hechshir sukkah. This is what Rashi says, but the Ran is making it even more clear. It has to be that way. That you had Zayin al Zayin in the chakak. Halav hachilo. But if you didn't have enough of a shear in the chakak, in the area that you carved out, even though obviously you must have Zayin al Zayin total, otherwise there's nothing to talk about at the end of the day anyway, right? Obviously you had to have Zayin al Zayin in total, else forget everything else. You don't have a sukkah. Right. Forget about it. You have good funnels, but you don't have a sukkah. So obviously there's going to be Zayin al Zayin. But Rashi needed, the Ran is medayik here, you need to have the shear Zayin in the area that you carved out. In fact, Dr. Ran, the afal gav, the maida amina beilavut, lo chashvinan le ki'ilu eino, even though, when we say lavud, it's not the pshat that we imagine that area of that gap as if it wasn't there, as if it disappeared. That could not be the pshat in lavud, because if it were, the ihachi, had that been the pshat in lavud, that the area of the gap is kemisha eino, then avir pachas mishlosha yehi posel besuka ktana. Then if you have avir, which is less than 3, which we say lavud about, would disqualify a sukkah which is exactly the minimum size sukkah. Why would it disqualify? Because what are you saying by lava? You're making the area in between the gap disappear, and then what do you have? Less than the requisite shear of the sukkah, the batzalei shiur of the sukkah. So the Ran says, so you see from there, we can explain this, not so simple what the Ran is saying here, but the Ran is proving from the fact that you say lava by a sukkah ktana, that the pshat in lavud is not that I imagine the avir was not here, and therefore that's not the pshat in lavud. So what is the pshat in lavud? What's the, you know, the Ran is presenting very v'kitzer a chakira in lavud. One way to understand lavud is that when you have a gap less than 3 tefachim, I imagine that gap would be not that area, that space would not exist. In other words, as if it took the two sides of the gap and I would merge them together. It's like I'd be concentrating the two sides as if that's the only thing that you have. So it's like I took that gap out and then the two sides of the mele come together. In other words, so the net space that I have is the amount of the two sides of the gap minus, right, and I don't have that area in between. The other way to unlove it is no. The net full amount of space is everything including the gap, but the gap is not viewed as a gap, it's filled up. Which means that either from either side, it's as if that what you had on either side would be extending out the Lashon of Rashi, obviously, Rashi uses what Lashon when he says love, but he compares it to what? What does he say? Sniff. A sniff means that you're like you're adding something. You're extending it. You're taking that thing. You're adding another link. So obviously, that's the pshat that the Ran is trying to prove. What is the Ran? Now let's imagine before they get to the proof of the Ran. The Ran is trying to explain why over here you need a shir zayin al zayin in the chakak. When they have less than three tefachim, what do you need only? What you have the full shir in the chakak? Were I to understand love as taking that area in between and imagining it wouldn't exist, so then what would be pashit? The question would start or wouldn't start? Then it wouldn't start. Then of course you need to have the shir, because all I'm dealing with is the area of the chakak. The area that's closer to the wall, that's not there. I can't use that to mesh to mashlim the shir zayin al zayin. Correct? So then there'd be no kash. But having proven that this proof is not a simple proof by any means, what is this proof? The Ran has a proof that the pshat of Lovod is not that I take the area, the gap, and I imagine it disappeared. In other words, as if the two sides just come together, not that they extend one into the other, but as if there would be no gap. No, the pshat is rather that they extend one into the other, so the gap, the net distance, the net space is the same, except that it's filled up. The gap is filled, not that the gap was pulled out, and the middle they come together. Now my question is valid. So now, what do I need the Zayin al Zayin to be in the pit? Let the Zayin al Zayin be the total amount, including what's outside of the chakra. That's basically the outline of what the Ran is doing. Now, the Raya of the Ran, and he's going to give a teretz. The Raya of the Ran is not clear to me. Lamaisa, what does he say? What is his proof? That Lovod is not about this taking the avir, the gab of less than three, and pulling it out, making it disappear. What's his Raya? Because if that were the case, then if I have a sukkah which is exactly Zayin al Zayin, the minimum shir sukkah, and I have avir less than three tefachim, and I say it's kasher because it's less than three tefachim, so I say lovud. So what would happen, says the Ran? I would not have the shir Zayin al Zayin. I almost don't understand something here. Like, you can help me out. The shir Zayin al Zayin Mabosai is a shir in what? In the floor of the sukkah, in the space of the sukkah, not in the schach of the sukkah. The avir that the Ran is talking about is a gap of avir in the schach. And if I have less than three tefachim, I say lovud, so I close the gap. But how does that create a problem in the shir sukkah of Zayin al Zayin, if Zayin al Zayin is said not in the schach, but in the area of the sukkah that you're yoshev in, not in the schach? Sounds from the Ran, ki'ilu, that the shir Zayin al Zayin was set in the schach. That requires a hesber. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have, Zayin al Zayin is in the makom ha-yeshiva of the sukkah, not in the schach of the sukkah. And the avir that he's talking about, that you have the lovud on, is an avir gap in the schach. So why is the Ran assuming that if I would say in lovud that I take the area of the gap and I imagine it didn't exist, then I have a problem in Abatzele Shiura, as he says, I'm left with less than a shir Zayin al Zayin. Zayin al Zayin is in the yeshiva sukkah, and this is a schach. What's the Ran saying? I probably don't know exactly Kar Pshat and the Ran's right. Why should it be a problem in terms of the Abatzele Shiura? Unless you assume that the Ran holds that this is the halacha of a shir in the schach, we have to prove that. That the Siyar Arayas, that's true, that the shir Zayin al Zayin is in the schach. I don't know. What do you think?
Could we read it wrong? I don't know if we read it the same exact way. We read the Ran as talking in terms of the funnels, that the avir, for example, so there are three shitas on Dav Zayin. The Gemara discusses what you're supposed to do with the tapach, right? For the Dokan HaShlishis, what is it, the tapach, and the third sheet of the Simon says that tapach shotek, you put it so you have rope over the third wall. And so the issue here could be that if you assume, it's clear that the Gemara over there isn't assuming that Lovud, isn't assuming Lovud as if there's no space in between the Tevach Shokhe.
He's talking about that Sugya.
Yeah, so when you're first the Avir, he's saying you wouldn't have rove of the third wall.
I mean,
wall.
The, the lishonos of Aved Pachas Mishlosha not being posel, these are cases in the Gemara, in the sugyas later, the Zayin Yud-Zayin there, regarding the Schach. Aved posel Schach posel is posel barba, Aved is posel Mishlosha. These are phrases that are taken out of the context of Schach. It's hard to imagine the Ran is talking about anything but those cases. That's why I don't understand. But here, you're trying to do something here to maybe, you anticipate it couldn't be otherwise. Otherwise, what's but the Shira? Shira is in the Sukkah itself. Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather leave it as a difficulty because I see a Chiddush maybe in the Ran that there's a Shira in the Schach of Zayin Azayin. Chiddush. Yes?
Why can't we say that it's the Shira in the ground and then if you have the gap, if we're saying that love would mix it and it's non-existent, so now the wall just moves into the sukkah space, so it's less than 7 by 7.
If the gap shrinks in the schach, then that mimela will cause the whole sukkah down below to also shrink.
Yeah, so saying, is the gap at the end or in the middle?
It could be in the middle. I mean, the shaila. It's a whole shaila. I love the emsa, but yeah, okay.
It's easier to hear if it's on the side.
Let's say it's on the side. So if the dolphin moves also.
Yes, so then you're just smaller
sugar. So you want to say a chiddush also. Somehow it still sounds like a chiddush to me, no? That so then in fact the dolphin is moving along with it. Okay, I don't know. At this point, I would leave that. Okay, that's peripheral. But I want you to get the gist of where the round is going. With Daniel,
Are you going to sit under the oven? Love
that's those sugyas later too.
You can, then seemingly you don't have Zayin on the floor. You don't have Zayin on the stuff up. You have the living space, but you don't have the schach underneath. It's not a kosher sukkah where you're living. You're under the
oven. Since you could live under it. Okay. But that's the sugya later. Could be you could. Okay. Not so clear. Could be Shenim Tachta. Yeah. Okay, but leaving that aside, the Ran feels that he had a proof from the din of Lavud by a sukkah Tana. That the pshat of Lavud is not that it's as if I would pull that gap out and it wouldn't exist. And all I'm left is with the space of what you have on either side as if they would both be there and the avir would disappear. That's not the pshat. Rather, what is the pshat of Lavud? That the space in between is filled. It's filled by what you have on one or both sides around it. But therefore, the net distance is the same. Having said that, we have to understand Pshat and Rashi. And what he just said a minute ago, that you need Zayin al Zayin in the area of the pit. After all, why not be Mitzarek, be Mashlin, the Shir Zayin al Zayin with what is outside the pit? Now, as you said before, right, this obviously makes a lot of sense in light of the way Rashi presented the point of the Lavud. What did Rashi say about Lavud? What's reaching to what? What's reaching to what, Rashi says? The Chakak is reaching out to the Kosa. And L'chor, this is what the Ran seems to be working with, because let's see what he says in answering the Kasha. He says, Afilu hachi, ko she'en b'chakak shir hechshes sukkah, psula, why? The ko she'en lo chalal asara, Kishir hechshe sukkah, havi la dira srucha, kidaminan behutzen yordin. So what did the Ran answer? If you don't have the shir sukkah in the chakak itself, in the pit itself, it's possible because if I don't have a halal asar kishir hechshe sukkah, what does he mean? Do I have a halal asar? Chara I do, don't I? What did Rashi say? That the area of the chakak is expanding out, so it's as if I have the chalal asara all the way down, all the way through to the kosa. What did he mean here? Kosh in the chalal asara kisher habu dira srucha. What's the pshat? But he brings a raya. So to understand the Ran, we have to know where his raya was. Kida amina buhurz in Yordan. So let's remind ourselves. Everything is intertwined. We get a little chazara as a fringe benefit here. Hurz in Yordan letoch asara. That's the case. So what did Abaye say? Savra Abaye lemeimar that what if im chamasum mitzilasa sheira? Why Rishonim say why? Two words. Kimandu esnim. So technically they're not here. Technically I have a chalal asara, even though the hutsan are here, but they're not really here because technically you have a chalal asara. Amalei Rava, No. What's the problem, Rava says? Granted, I have a halal asar from the perspective of mechitzos. Right? Mechitzos has not taken away the halal asar. The mechitzos are still asar because the hutsin are chamasim and tzilasim. They're not much, and they're just hutsin. But, b'maisa what? B'maisa, it's interfering. You can't live there normally. It's disruptive. It's not livable, not habitable, and therefore possible. The Ritva says you can't call it commander lasnai because of that. You could say stam azay. It's just the ma'aser. It's dira svucha. How does dira svucha work with the halacha of ten tefachim? So he said it could be there's two halachas. There's a din of ten tefachim machitza. There's another halacha of dira svucha. Or we could say once we know that there's a din of machitza basar tefachim. We also say that all those asar tefachim have to be habitable. They have to be panui, available. So what is the Ran saying over here? So let's translate that over here. In terms of the lamdus of lavud, granted, what is lavud doing for you? It's creating ki'ilu, a ki'ilu of what? Of a halal asar all the way down, all the way through, till I get to the coast. But the mitzias, what's the mitzias of this space that's halal asar? Is it habitable? Is it not habitable? The mice, you've got physically the dirt there. It's no worse than the hoots in their yard than that commander. That's no right, but the mice, it's not halal ponui like the mitzvah said. It interferes with you. It's not available space. That's also a lach of Hasar Tfachim. Either it helps to define another detail within the ten Tfachim of Machitza, or it's another din. So in Chinami, Machitza Sasara I have. All the way through. But in terms of Dira Sirucha, it's a problem. But again, the Ran, in order to present the problem, he first had to establish the issue of Lavud as not being taking away the space, because then for sure you can't be mashlim with the rest because you've taken away, right? You've taken away that space, so you can't use it to be mashlim. It doesn't exist, right? It doesn't exist. You only have what to work with is a chakak. The Ran says that's not pshat l'Lavud. Lavud is not that way. Lavud is filling the gap. So then why can't I be machshir with the Zayin al Zayin altogether? Why do I have to have the Zayin al Zayin in the Chakak and for the Ran? Because otherwise, it's a Jerusalem. Now, all of this, we understand the Kasha well, having explained that the Chakak is what's expanding in the direction of the walls. Let's go back to the Rivav. What do we see in the Rivav? He and the Rabbam and Ahar as well, they both say that what's expanding into what? The wall is going over toward to be right by the chakak. Okay? Would we have the same kasha to raise, or would it not be a kasha? Sure. If the wall is going over here, then the shir zayin al zayin has to be right next to the wall. Seemingly, the whole kasha of the Ran within Rashi is dafka within what's mashba from Rashi. That the chakak is spreading out all the way to the wall, and not the other way around. No, if the wall is coming here, then this is where you have your sukkah. It would seem that way, no? The pashtus, right? You have to know, why did Rashi, what is this perhaps totally, and why did Rashi learn love was one way, and the Rebab learns the love goes in the other direction? Could be this love is here in terms of love. According to Rashi, you're actually going through space that's filled. There's a mass, there's offer. And the chakak is carving through the offer, as it were. Maybe that's a chidush in Lavud. To say that the wall goes over. No. Okay, I don't know. This is interesting. Chur, the kasha, the Ran, seems to be only predicated on the standing the way Rashi has it. All of this is establishing that you need to have Zayin al Zayin in the Chakak. There are Rishon that seem to disagree. I don't think I gave it to you, but in the Sefer HaMichtam, he brings two shittas about this. Hanami Ukmar Bitzchak Ben Geyas Yerish B'Chakak Shir Sukkah. The Yesh Omen, the Kevin Davi Pachas Mishlosh Samach Adolf and Davi Kalavud, Afilu Ein B'Chakak Levado Shir Sukkah. Against Rashi, against the Ran. Yesha Omen. If you have less than three Samach Adolfin, Avi Kalavud, Afil Ein Bechakak, Levadish Yesukah Ksheira. So it's Apparently, the Arishonim would disagree. But now there's another question. Having established that the case must be that the Chakak has a Shir Zayin al Zayin, now we say Kshera. What's Kshera? Where can you eat? Where can you eat? So for sure you can eat in the part where you made that you dug down. That's for sure. That's clear. What about the rest? Again, if you didn't have Zayin al Zayin in the Chakak, that's clear from Rashi and the Ran. We just said that would be possible. The Ran says, what if you have Zayin al Zayin in the Chakak? Can you even eat in the area outside the Chakak, where it's not Tetvach? What comes to mind? What comes to mind? Which case of Itztiba? Well, both cases, but to start off, the first case of Itztiba, where the Itztiba was built, where? Alongside the middle wall, and you had Zayin al Zayin, and what is it, Kshera? What's Kshera? On top, and what did Rashi say? Even beyond why? Sala Yosef in Asuka. The second case of Itztiba was debatable, whether we would say that possibly. So what would you say over here? So the tour over here in Tafresh Lamed Gimel at the very end, Mufurish on this question. Why do you add those two words? So the Kshera says the tour b'toch hachakak. When it comes to Itztiba, the tour earlier quoted, if you build an Itztiba connected to an Emtsai, Kshera, or Pirish Rashi, Kshera kol asuka. He brings Rabbi Yeshaya, Radoni Avi Rash, Hiskim Adas Rashi. He brought his father's psak, that in the Itztiba case it's across the middle wall, it's all kosher. Over here by the Chakak, only with the Chakak. In fact, the Beis Yosef on the tour. Beis Yosef asks, the Kitzer, he says, Eini Yodea, he says, the Sober Rabbeinu, the Lomach Shirinon, El Betocha Chakak, Avelo Chutz Chakak, the Eini Yodea Loma, the Maishna, Mehoiso Gevoa Chaf, Ubana Ba Itztiba, the Machshir Rashi, Afil Min Itzba Bahala. In a sense, what's the basis of asking? What rule should we apply here? Sala Yotzim Nesuk. Interesting. The Beis Yosef wants us to apply the Psal Yotzim Nesuk in the case of the Chakak, that Chutz Chakak should be considered Psal Yotzim Nesuk, Nidon Kesuk. In the same way that by the Itztiba case, we'll Machshir beyond the Itztiba, why not say the same thing over here? So here, Tutzach Lebedek a little bit. Like, what are you going to say? What's Pshat in the tour? This is not what the Rambam was asking. The Rambam was asking, let's use the area beyond the Chakak to be mashkim the Shir Zayin al Zayin. But what did the Rambam answer? Dirasrucha. Comes the Beis Yosef after that, after already knowing that we know that you have to have Shir Zayin al Zayin in the Chakak, and the Rambam explained because of Dirasrucha. Comes the Beis Yosef, yes, but we should use the rule of Psal Yitzhak Sukkah to what? To compensate for what problem? Dirasrucha. Interesting. Until now, what was Psal Yotzim Sukkah accomplishing? So we had cases on your test where you're missing Tfanos. So the Psal Yotzim Sukkah is giving you the Hechshir Tfanos and the area doesn't have Tfanos. So too by Itztiba. The issue was what? Not Tfanos per se, indirectly Tfanos. What was the issue? That I can imagine that I have the Inyan of less than Lamal Me'esrim, not just on the area of Itztiba, but I can define the entire Sukkah by that characteristic of being not Lamal Me'esrim. Good. What are we going to say over here? What are we going to say over here? The Chakak is ten tefachim. So I want to define the whole area as having ten tefachim. Good. But what did the Rambam establish? But why couldn't I mistaf to begin with the other part to make Zayin al Zayin? Because of Dira Srucha. So Lamai said to Dira Srucha. So what is the Beis Yosef saying? In effect, Saga Yitzvah Nasukah should what? Should overcome the problem of Dira Srucha? What does he mean? Now, the Taz Kimat says this. Before the Taz, the Prisha says it mamish. What I think that he's saying is that's the difference. Says the Prisha on the Torah of Beis Yosef, he brings the kasha the Beis Yosef and the Alama, says the Prisha, who the Prisha is the same as the Sma, the same Machaber, Sma and Choshe Mishpat, when he is Daiti, Nira the Yeshel Chalik, the Shiny Hassan, the Adira Maliyasehi, Ela the Be'in on Heker Schach, Odira Sarai, Odira Skeva, Rabba's reason, Rabba's reason, the problem of Maliyasim is a problem of I need heker, I need diras arai. The kimishi is heker b'mokom echad. Where do I have the heker? On top of the istiba. The al yado habi heker b'kulo. That's how he puts it. It's like I have a heker b'kulo. It's like I would say I would define every part of the sukkah, even beyond the istiba, as having the quality that it's chota ba'ena. He says heker habi heker. It means exactly, but that's how I would put it. The habi hashar kipesal yotzim esukkah. Kipesal yotzim esukkah. Avol hacha, ein adam dar b'diras rucha. Period. Nothing more be said. Sali, the sukkah is not going to help you for diras rucha. That's how he puts it. The Taz says it with more of a fancy arichus. I don't know. The Taz brings the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, ha'isan emucham yasar chag ba'chim asar v'yesh b'chagak shirach shel sukkah im ein b'chagak l'kosik imutvachim k'sheira. Notice. The lashon amachaber ksheira, the Torah's lashon ksheira, betoch hachakak. Why the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch doesn't want to limit the ksheira to betoch hachakak? So he says ksheira. Draw your own conclusions. It's the but we said we go beyond. So ksheira, ksheira, ksheira. You have to have zayin al zayin. That much he says in the hachakak. But when you have that, you can eat outside too. Says the Taz. The Torah says, Dafka b'toch hachakak. The Beis Yosef asks on him, Maishnaf m'ipstiba. And because of the Beis Yosef's kasha, Mishum hachi lo zachro kan, the hechsher, Dafka b'toch hachakak. That's exactly why he doesn't add b'toch hachakak. The Beis Yosef seems to imply that kasha is everything, like Rashi by Ipstiba. Zakdat has, the emes lo kasha midi. The shani ocha. The kevan shapsu mishum diras rucha amrinon afim yirtza leishiv sham ba'osu chelek. Even if you want to sit in the area that's out of the chakak, the vada yetze taketh misham, he's going to run out. Kamo da amrinon, he brings the example, chach sherecho ra, hachina mikan, kivin shetzar lo sham ha-makom, okay, nimo kan hechshar chakak echutzalo. What is this reminiscent of? The way he's explaining diras rucha, he's giving us fancy formulation. What is it reminiscent of?
The Rambam.
Good, Chazara. Good, the Rambam. The Rambam explained, Dira Srucha, they could yet some Tzorach Lizoyer, the Hutzin shouldn't go down, Shalait Shabishivas. So, I'm not sure why the Taz needs to bring the Rambam in here to accommodate the Rambam. Like, Lamaisa, just say like the Prisha says it, you know? If it's a Dira Srucha problem, Sala Yotra Sukha is not going to help you now. He doesn't quite say it as sharply as the Prisha does. And he goes into the whole rationale of Jira Silucha. What do you think he does it? What do you think about it?
I'm not asking.
Well, wait, before that, I think that's your question. Pashut, help me out with the Taz. I don't know. I mean, Lamaisa, it's the same basic approach as what we see in the Prisha.
Preempting maybe like the Beis Yosef's answer. I mean, the Beis Yosef's going to say maybe, like, really I'm more like the Rambam and Jira Silucha is not such.
You mean the Beis Yosef will tie in and Jira Silucha doesn't pass, so.
Yeah, it's not only making pushes to Tal Yosef. And then he's saying, no, it really is. It's like,
so the question is this. If we assume that Diras Rucha is only the Chatchila, the Pashtus of the Rambam is Mashba that way. So if that's correct, if we learn Hutzin, case of Hutzin Yon Zul Chatchila, have we lost everything we said so far in the Ran and in the tour? No, it's all that's predicated on assuming, like most Rishonim, that Diras Rucha is absolved the Evet. Or can we still hold it to Rambam, it's only Chatchila, that you shouldn't have Hutzin Yordin, and still assume that you need Zayin al Zayin in the Chakak, and still assume that I can't eat out of the Chakak? So I'm wondering. Isaac, yeah.
Is it all different in this case, though? Because in the Gemaras later on, where we talk about Diras Rucha, the whole thing is that he's going to shove it, love and nothing. He's going to leave. But over here, it's not that. The whole reason why we were saying Diras Rucha before is, oh, Yetzer lo b'yeshivaso, and he's going to go out of the sukkah. But here, if he's Yetzer in his yeshiva there, it's less than three tefachim away, he has a full kosher sukkah of Shival Shiva. It's a lot less than a...
Go back into the hole. Go into the pit. Right? Okay. Yeah. So he doesn't have to go out, you think.
He doesn't lose out on his mitzvah sukkah. The whole reason why we were worried about if ain't adam dar b'dir sukkah, yeah, but...
So he's saying the whole problem shouldn't exist. See, stop asking. There should be no problem at all, in other words, here of the Yerushalayim. But the Ran did say...
So maybe that's why the Taz is saying that, no, he will go.
He will leave. Why will he leave? We're going to go down to the Chakak already. So what's the answer? Ein mo kanech shach kag chutzah. I don't know. Avra, yeah.
Maybe since if we're going to say that the Yerushalayim has lachat pilah, it's the only bad lachat pilah.
Yeah.
So like using that concept, you could say that you can't use it now to build something from the start. I mean, it's only good b'dyeved if it's done. So here you can't now make this area kosher shruch hastah, because that's like against what lachat pilah means.
So that's what I'm wondering. I hear what you're trying to say. Saying maybe even if Yerushalayim is a problem only lachat pilah, but that's enough to stop Salah Yotzi Ben HaSukkah. In other words, Salah Yotzi Ben HaSukkah cannot be valid on an area that there's a problem in the yeshiva. Now, you don't have to assume that the Dira Srucha is a B'dieved problem to be, I want to see someone would say, but you did. In other words, that could be enough to explain why you can't invoke Salah Yotzi Ben HaSukkah. If there's an area that's Yotzina Sukkah that you want to attach to the Sukkah, but that area that you want to attach has every reason to chase you out of it, that you won't want to stay there and do a yeshiva there. So that is antithetical to Psala Yotzina Sukkah, Nidika Sukkah. In other words, I don't need to deem a Dira Srucha to the extent that we passel the Dievet. It just has to be enough to be a L'chatchila problem to say it's not Psal Yotzin HaSukkah. Now, as far as the Ran is concerned, I don't know if that would be enough. The Ran said Dira Srucha in terms of why you can't be Mitzarev, the area out of Chakak to the Zayin al-Zayin. What he was trying to say is, L'maisa, I have Chalal HaSara based on Lavan. I have Chalal HaSara. But I have a Chalal HaSara that's not habitable. So, I don't know. So put B'dievet, let it be B'dievet, okay? If I have Zayin al-Zayin Sachakol, Elamai, the Ran is going that b'dieved, it's also no good if I have a Dira Srucha situation, b'dieved also. But in terms of Psalm Yotze, maybe I don't have to make it a b'dieved problem. I just have to show you that this is not considered to be an auxiliary sukkah, because after all, it's associated with something which we should not be sitting a chatchila in such a place. Therefore, it can't count as Psalm Yotze in a sukkah. One other machshava here, if we were to assume that what's moving is not the chakak, but rather what? The wall. What would you say now in this kasha? Why not? No, forget about the answer of the Taz and the Prisha.
It's more similar to some minutes out.
No, so before we talked about using that as an answer to the Ran, that the Ran's kasha was, why not the Mitzarev Zayin al Zayin? Be mashlim zayin zayin with everything around the chakak. Why do I have to have zayin in the chakak? So we wanted to say, but if I would learn that the lavud is going from the other direction, not from the chakak out to the wall, but from the wall is going out to the chakak, so then I can't talk about be mashlim zayin zayin. I have only what I have next to the wall. Fine. So I have zayin zayin in the chakak. What about now the second question? That now that I have zayin zayin in the pit, can I eat outside the pit? No. Let it be Psala Yotzim in a sukkah. Okay, everyone knows what he's saying, right? Everyone knows what he just said, right? What are you saying? What is maybe Tully in?
When you when there's a Psal is going, like you said, is the Psal, are you going from the, I guess, from the Chakak out?
No, that's what I'm saying. If I'm going from the Kosel to the Chakak, I'm moving it that way, like Rebub. Could I still consider the area out of the chakak as Psal Yotzim HaSukkah?
Just open
Rosh. Oh, so what are you thinking of? The Rosh, Tosus HaRosh. Tosus HaRosh said that with Dofen Akuma, that if I move the wall, by the Itztaba case, right? If I move the wall over, then I've lost Psal Yotzim HaSukkah because it's a break. It's a break. If I move the wall over here with Lavud, so that breaks up the area out of the chakak. Therefore, maybe you can't fit Psal Yotzin HaSukkah because it's not there's a wall in between. Dofen is mafsik. Dofen mafsik.
What? It would be a wall here. We're not. Dofen of kuma.
No, the lovewood is also moving over the wall. I mean, ah, it's the same. What?
It's an extension.
It's not moving the wall. What?
In order to cancel yotze, we had to have at least one wall going outside. But if you're moving the whole wall over by lovewood,
the whole wall is like thicker now. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just thicker.
No, I don't know. What is it? The gap is being sealed by what? Not by the chagag, but by the wall. By the wall, by the tfanas on the outside. No?
Maybe it's just moving the wall, and what's the difference between Dofen HaKumah and Lavud?
No, not moving the wall. You're right. It's Lavud is sealing the gap.
So I'm saying sealing is not like
right,
past
it. So okay, so would I have any discussion of Sarayotze according to the Rivav? That's what I'm wondering. Or maybe it's sealed, so then you can't call it Sarayotze. The only reason Sarayotze is because what I did was I carved out more. It's like I carved out all the way till the kosa. So now that area out of Chakak should be what? Should be Psalayotze, maybe. So now we have to talk about Yisrucha, why it couldn't be. But if I were to move the wall, not move the wall, but extend the wall. I'm not
closing
sure.
The space.
So what? No, Diva Srucha you can always fall back on. I understand. I'm just going to give you the command to Diva Srucha. Yeah?
Yeah. We tried to say yesterday between the Ran and Sarash whether or not you learned that way. I think you wouldn't be able to say what you learned from the Ran because it's now, if you're sitting in that part, it's excluded from the Sukkah if you would have said Lava. If you say Lava now, for pull over that wall, so now this part is now excluded. So it's even two directional, even in this case. We said that.
Okay, let me configure that. Okay, we're going to say Beth Hashem, tomorrow we start on a Tosfos, all right? Not easy. Yeah. Just